John, do you have a home venue where you play your matches, or you exclusively sort of touring around playing games?
So we're very fortunate. We've actually partnered with Witham Town Football Club, and okay. They've allowed us to use their Samarco Stadium as our home ground. So we start there from the 14th of August, I believe. Yeah, 14th of August against the Elite. And yeah, they've been so generous to us. You know, we was down there this morning and welcomed us with open arms. We received an absolute amazing welcome from them. And we also play all over the country as well. We've got away games just about everywhere. We've even got an away game to Jersey. So yeah, massively fortunate that we get to travel everywhere just to play football and to raise money for causes that mean so much to us.
That's great. And what sort of causes have you managed to raise money for?
So the first two games we did was Cancer Research UK and Help for Heroes. We've got our first game at the Samarco Stadium is for Mind, the mental health charity. We've got Macmillan, just about everything. Diabetes UK.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't really want to specifically concentrate on one charity, so to speak, because what we wanted to do is give the players that play for the team the opportunity to raise money for charities that are close to their heart as well.
Okay.
So we have, obviously, various different charities, as John mentioned, that we raise for, and that's quite important to us and quite important to everyone involved in the team as well.
Sure. Okay. Obviously, it's a very difficult climate, Spencer, for business at the moment. Are you still finding you're getting a good response in terms of sponsorship, or has that proved more difficult the last couple of months?
To be honest with you, it hasn't really been that difficult for us because of what we're doing and the kind of atmosphere that we're creating. We've actually been very, very fortunate with some of the businesses that are on board with us. We've got businesses like PB Decor who have sponsored and paid for our home kits. A company that I actually work for, Fleet Focus in Colchester, they sponsored and paid for our away kits. We have John's other production company, K12, so he's sponsored the team as well. So, yeah, the climate is very, very difficult at the moment, and we would have understood if it didn't go the way that we wanted it to go. But as I said, we've been very fortunate and very humbled by the support that we're getting.
That's really good to hear. So, John, what's the club got lined up in the near future in terms of matches and events?
So our first game is actually on the 2nd of August. Now, we've received news from the FA today that it's okay to do so from the beginning of August.
Yeah.
We play a big YouTube side called Palmer's FC. So we're hoping to bring like a good following for that game, you know, raise loads of money. And then we've got games just about booked right through till March next year so far. Some really big games as well. We're playing our good friends at Nightingale FC. We're playing a team of Arsenal legends. We've got Hull legends. We've also got Tottenham legends in the works. DTFC, there's just so many games. You know, people have been coming out of the woodwork just wanting to play us because they believe in what we do. And it's just so humbling. Like, we honestly didn't expect to receive the response that we have from starting this up.
That's brilliant. So, John, how can people find out about you online?
So, we are on Twitter at Essex Charity FC. We're on Instagram under the same name. Facebook, if you search Essex Charity Football Club. We've got our own website as well, which you can find on pichero.com/clubs, yep. Essex Charity FC. And even if you Google us, you know, there's quite a few things that come up as well. Club shop. Yeah, we've got some good exposure.
All systems go with us.
And all of our content as well will be on the K12 Productions YouTube channel. So we've got behind the scenes stuff now. There's going to be more behind the scenes stuff from games and match highlights. Just everything that we do, we're going to get covered so we can raise that awareness of what we're doing and hopefully just bring a little bit more money in for the charities.
Brilliant. And Spencer, you mentioned to me while we were off air, there's another club you want to give a mention to as well.
Yeah, 100%. Very, very good friends of ours. They're a fantastic organisation called Nightingale FC based in the Midlands. Again, similar to us, they're a charity organisation, but what they're doing at the moment is fantastic. They are actually formed basically just to concentrate on raising money for the NHS charities combined. So again, there's a couple of guys over there, Rich and Nick. So if you are on Twitter, please go and follow them as well. We have a massive game lined up with them for next year, which we hope to raise a lot of money for the NHS. Considering the current climate that we're in, I think that's very important.
Absolutely.
So if you can, go and check them out. They're doing very, very well. And that's Nightingale FC.
Okay, so it's wonderful to hear about what you're doing, and I hope the club goes from strength to strength. It sounds absolutely amazing what you've achieved so far, so we wish you all the best with it going forward, and I hope you can pop back in sometime and tell us about what you're doing in the near future.
100%, we'd love to. Thank you so much, yeah, that'd be brilliant.
Okay, thanks for coming in, guys, really appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, John.
Cheers.
Take care.